The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
Don't need to tell that story on here.
I'll tell you about a friend of mine scuba diving. Hit the jetty for sheephead too in a few minutes talking about a gator like that, but let's get Blake on here. Morning, Blake.
Good morning, Captain Vic.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful.
Good.
I have one fishing story to tell you.
Okay.
I have caught one fish in my life.
One?
That's one fishing story then.
One fish?
One fish story. A bluegill out of Cow Creek in Hutchinson, Kansas in 1968.
Oh, my goodness. Well, see, there you go. See, that's a memory because
yes, you
remember where it was and what year it was and all that. So, you know, making memories there.
And I also remember all the times I went out with my cousins. They caught all the fish and I didn't. So I realized fishing wasn't for me.
Oh, no. You just
that's why I love listening to your show, because it's just great to hear all the things you share and all the stories people tell. Fishing is a real skill and an art, and it's just a pleasure to listen to what you talk about.
Well, I appreciate that a lot. I appreciate you tuning in to us like that and listening to us whenever, you know, you don't really fish, you know, like you're saying. But I'm telling you, fishing this day and age is kind of strange because a lot of people will go out and drop just dead shrimp on the bottom, and you can catch nice fish like that. But, you know, we target certain fish with different baits and things like this. And it's kind of funny when we charter captains take somebody out and, like, we don't have dead shrimp on the boat. And they're like, what? You know, that's all I've ever used.
Yeah.
But it just all depends on what we're targeting, you know, and how we fish for them. But, yeah, I mean, if you live here locally, I mean, you ought to, you know, get with somebody and go out there and fish. And I'm sure that can change your mind about the bluegill.
Yeah, add to your collection.
Making memories. See,
you
remember.
Go.
And like I say, when you said you caught that fish, you knew what year you caught him in even. See, that's a memory.
Or if you got kids, grandkids, yeah, take them fishing. Make some memories for them.
But, yeah, we got a couple stories we're going to tell here in just a minute, too. It's kind of funny, too. Dangerous, but funny.
Course. Yes, sir. And, of course, the reason another reason I listen to your show is because how much you care about the sporting community and how much you care about Jacksonville and the community around here. And that's why I'm calling in, because you and I have talked about what's going on down at City Hall, that there's an effort to put in place gun control laws, which have no place and no need in Jacksonville as a result of this craziness down
there. Or anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that what always gets me about that, Blake, is, you know, their answer to everything is make another law. I have never seen a criminal that pays any attention to the laws to start with. So I don't care how many laws you have. It's you know, all that's doing is trying to hurt us. It's that, you know, the law-abiding citizen. It doesn't affect the criminals to start with.
Yeah, Chicago has the toughest. Chicago has the toughest, and California has the toughest gun control laws, and it's out of control in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a blatant testimony. It doesn't work. Same as these people trying to push socialism. When in the headlines, we see what it's causing, a meltdown in Venezuela. I'm
exactly.
Like, where? What are you thinking?
Yeah. I mean, you want to be able to, you know, be able to go buy toilet paper when you need it. Down there, they can't, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing they can buy down. I don't know if you've seen the videos, Blake, down there of, you know, the stores and everything. Stores are closed because the shelves are empty. They can't get anything.
Could we make some money on some black market toilet paper down there?
The zoos are empty as well.
I'm sorry, sir?
Captain Vic, the zoos are empty.
Yeah.
They don't have any animals in the zoos anymore.
Probably.
Yeah, well, yeah, they don't. And people's pets. I mean, they're eating dogs and cats. They have to. And, you know, even though America's sending aid down there, the guys blocked all the aid from coming in there.
Isn't that crazy, or burned it?
Yeah, and the thing about it is, I mean, my God, let the people eat. I mean, you know, you're going to be a dictator over what? No one? I mean, it'd be better to be
king of nothing.
Yeah, it'd be better to be, you know, a dictator or a king of somebody rather than have nobody left down there.
We'll put
starved to death.
put AOC on assignment. Let her go down there and live down there and live that life, and then see how much she wants to push socialism on everybody.
What they're trying to do, back in 1998, there was something called a local county option that was put in part of an amendment that resulted in a single set of gun laws for the state of Florida. In that 20 years, only four counties actually exercised the local county option. What they're trying to do now is they're trying to take that notion of the local county option and fold it in with universal background checks. And what's been floating out there amongst the gun stores and whatnot is that you're going to have to submit to an annual background check to be able to buy guns. It's absolutely crazy.
You know, it's amazing. They never stop. And that's the thing about liberals and progressives. They never stop. Right. And that's how they get things done. They're like a slow, trickle of water, over time. It continues to build and build and build. That's the one thing I have to say about Republicans and conservatives at the time. They'll put up a fight, and then they think it's over with, and then they turn their back. I'm telling you, man, this evil never stops, man. They just keep coming, and they keep coming, and they just keep coming. It's like slowly boiling water,
Rust never sleeps.
It's like, yeah, rust never sleeps. I'm telling you, man, you always got to be on the defense.
So, price of peace is eternal vigilance. Mm-hmm.
What the listeners can do, I'll be happy to, if Captain Vic, if you want me to, if I can give out my email, I'll do that.
Thanks, man. Yeah, sure. Listeners,
okay, it's Blake. It's a.blake.harper@gmail.com. a.blake.harper@gmail.com. And if they will send me an email, I'll send them out information that will help them and give them tools. There are different ways you can push against this. I have been going down to city council since 2012. The city council members see me there. I am there for the entire meeting. When I speak, I was speaking at the end of the meetings when nobody else was in the room, so they heard me and me alone. So you can go down to city council and speak at public comment. I'll be giving people contact information so they can email, call, arrange appointments to go down to city council and talk to city council members. But it is hugely important. We have something called the right of petition. And that is, if we think there's a law that we think is a good law, we have the right to ask them to make it. But we also have the right, and really it's a responsibility either way, to speak to them when they're considering or they're being asked to consider a bad law. That's how we keep our country going. That's how we keep this city consistent with the longtime values that you and I and so many folks in Jacksonville have stayed here for.
Exactly. And now I'm going to get you to repeat that email address again, okay?
Okay. It's real simple. It's A, that's my first initial, A.Blake, that's B-L-A-K-E, .Harper@gmail.com.
Okay.
And any time I send out an email, I always send it out blind carbon copy. This is a bit of information for folks. When you send out an email blind carbon copy, if you have 50 or 100 people on there, nobody else has that email list, so it's right. Stays protected.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I'm glad you do that. But, so nobody gets spammed and everything,
Yeah. But there's a phrase that's out there, getting back to how we Republicans and conservatives work. All the bad things have to happen is for good people to do nothing.
Yeah, exactly. That's the truth.
That's it.
We got to do something.
That's it.
Evil flourishes when good men do nothing.
That's right. And I'm telling you, if you stay silent, that means you agree. Yep. That's right. The bad thing. If you stay silent, it's not that you're not doing anything. It's just that shows people that you're agreeing with it, and that's not right.
That's right.
That's why I've never stayed silent on the stuff that I try to fight for angler rights.
Join the NRA.
That's another reason I listen to your show, sir.
Well, I appreciate that, Blake. I appreciate your phone call. Thank you so much.
God bless. Take care.
All right. And Jimmy, if you can hold on, I'll get you on as soon as we come back. I promise. We'll be right back.
That's That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun, but at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
Lil Hooker Clothing and Accessories, performance apparel for all ages, on and off the water. Lil Hookers offers quality and comfortable apparel for men, women, and children. Make the most of every cast. Don't wear clothing that's in the past. Get your gear today. Contact Brian Dutcher at 904-408-1526. Here's that number again right there. It's 904-408-1526. And remember this, y'all. Lil Hooker don't play. We stay catching fish all day.
When you have insurance needs, be sure to visit Angler and Dimitri Insurance Services agent Craig Van Brocklin for a personalized quote on auto, home, boat, life, and commercial insurance. Save time and money with protection you can count on. Give Craig a call at 904-899-1106. That's 904-899-1106 for Dimitri Insurance Services.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport shrimp, seared tuna, and spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. We got Jimmy. You've been patiently waiting, and I appreciate that, Jimmy. I told you to get you on here. You still there, right?
Yep, absolutely. You got me. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we got you.
I learned something every time I listen to the show.
I appreciate that.
So I met Blake down in City Hall. I've been doing what I've been doing down there, and didn't know he'd not been fishing. So if Blake's still listening, I'm going to take him fishing, but I'm going to take him my favorite kind of fishing, and I was going to ask about it because I know you guys are starting to watch for it. Any cobia showing up anywhere within 60, 70 miles of here yet?
I haven't heard of any. Of course, they're not here yet. We're looking at probably at least a month, I would say, unless we get a lot of warm weather, warm weather.
And it got so warm, the water got so warm there for a minute, I was wondering if they'd snuck up the coast like they do sometimes and get by us. I've had them do that where I was waiting, and they'd get in some warm water and zip by us. But
now, you could probably go out there on one of the reefs offshore and pick one up out of the deeper, places out there because, I know they catch them off and on out there.
Right.
But we're looking at this time of the year. I don't look for them to come up the coast here probably till usually about the end of March, first to the middle of April, depending on the water temperature. This year we do have, the water's kind of gone up and down so much that it kind of has kept them a little south. And there again, we talked earlier about how the water temperature is going to drop again this week. Unfortunately, because it's going to get down in the 30s Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and only be a high of like 53, I think, Wednesday. So with 20-knot winds, so that's going to drop that water temperature again, too, that 20-knot winds. But if you kind of look around Canaveral, if you start seeing them catching them around Canaveral, you can bet in about 2 weeks they'll be here.
Vic, look at this picture I'm showing you right now.
Oh, yeah.
That tells you exactly where the fish are right now. They're at Fort Pierce.
Yeah, look
at that. They're at Stewart Fort Pierce right now. That's the color. That's the water color change line right there right now.
Yeah, and what he's showing me is, the water temperature down the state of Florida.
Is that a Ross chart? Yeah.
This is a satellite imaging daily imager that shows pictures of the water temperatures.
You're talking about if Blake's only caught a bluegill and you're going to put him on a cobia.
I mean, I'm just saying they're at Port St. Louis.
I hope you have him strapped in the boat.
No, they're still south of us, just a little bit north of Port St. Louis right
Kansas
now.
Kansas anymore.
Yeah, but if you like I say, if you could take that and take that in consideration and think about getting a report from around Canaveral or something like that, because Canaveral's a great place to go get them when they're in down there.
Oh yeah,
that's
where I got biggest one.
There's a lot of them. Yeah, there you go. There's a lot of them that get taken between there and here, and it's not that far away, as going down there. So, that's a great place to get them because there's a lot more of them going to be boated between there and here as they travel north. And I think that's why there's, people have so much better luck down there on them.
Well, that's one of by far my favorite type of fishing is when the rays are here, go down to red tops when they're, when they get in kind of balled up. Or even more fun, if you only got a little bit of time, is catch that tide line when you get 8 or 9 rays working that tide line.
Oh, yeah. Let me ask you, last year, how good of a, how do I want to say this? How well were you on the rays last year? How well did the rays show up for you last year?
It was a little light last year.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I thought it was light last year.
Yeah, I mean, you hardly see any.
Yeah.
Yeah. I imagine it was because, and I'm going to tell a bad thing, I took a couple of guys fishing that they probably talked and realized they're going to get a headache if they come right here. I had a couple guys bink a couple of them on the head, and we taught them how not to get near them, but they were casting near them. But the good news is everything came back on the boat, but I've seen a couple of guys go on a sleigh ride out there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, man, I love going down to Cape Canaveral and right down there, they circle around there in that little hook,
Yep.
And keep Canaveral. Yep. I've really enjoyed myself down there, and the water's so darn clean, too. Oh, it's beautiful down there.
Yeah, that helps.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm going to take Blake out. I'm going to talk to him. I've, been talking to him regularly down at City Hall. He is doing some good work, and if you're a Second Amendment advocate, he's absolutely right about that stuff. And I got to tell you, we got to get engaged. There's a big, big push, and it's hard to know about because the media is not going to mention it because it's slow and soft, and they just chip away. So, Blake, you're gonna if you're on here, you're going to catch more than a bluegill if I can take you out there. I got to get you, I guess, a calm day. I don't, how big were the seas in that creek in Kansas?
Yeah.
Yeah, no container ships.
Yeah, that's one thing you're going to watch, too, is when you do take him, you don't want to put him out there in 5-foot sea stuff for a cobia. I don't think after a little trip into the into a creek or a lake in Kansas, I don't think he'd be ready for that.
No, but I think he'll enjoy it if we can get him the right day. I've got that catamaran, so it's fairly stable, and
oh yeah,
and, it's an older boat, but it's the right boat for somebody that doesn't go off shore a lot just because stability.
Yeah,
but I'm looking forward to it. I hope he'll go with me. I'll call him. I've got his number because, like I said, he's been down there every time I've been down there, and he's consistent.
That's great.
I don't know if they listen to any of us anymore, but I'm figuring they might listen to me here soon.
Well, let me tell you, if you don't speak up, they won't hear you. Okay, that's the Absolutely. Big. That's the big thing. That's why I've always. I mean, people, you know, had told me years past. I've been doing this show, you know, gosh, what, almost 14 years now or something, on the two different stations. But you know, as far as you know, me going to the Waterways Commission meetings and the City Council meetings in the past and stuff and trying to get, you know, voice my opinion about angler access and these boat ramps and all that. If you don't speak up, they will not hear you at all. And it's hard to get their attention from these people a lot of times, but you can get it. You can get their attention.
Yep. Well, I hope, you know, maybe, and I hope, if I can get what we're doing, get done here and get elected, I hope to give a new era, like a serious change in the way that angling in general is looked at for North Florida. It's the untapped industry. You know,
it really is.
Totally.
It's an incredibly good opportunity. It's the type of tourism that we can absorb without all the infrastructure issues. We can make, you know, literally we can highlight what's good about this place. And it's done in a way that's, you know, environmentally responsible. The guys that are doing this for a living, you might, if we had more volume, you might be able to, you know, have one or two more pieces of competition out there. A couple more boats will pop out. But if people are coming here for that, it'd be great. I'd kind of pictured a little tailing redfish lodge somewhere between here and St. Augustine on one of those, properties down there at one point. Just think about it. It would be a mecca for that type of fishing in this country.
If I had the money. I mean, because, yeah, I'm just an old river rat, but I'm going to tell you, I just can't understand no one ever investing into a piece of property on the St. John's here, having a little lodge, having a cafe where they'll clean your catch, the captains come pick you up at the dock, when you stay at the lodge, captains come pick you up at the dock, take you fishing, bring you back.
You giving away all the good ideas.
Well, I'm telling you, I just cannot believe nobody's ever done it yet here in Jacksonville. But the biggest thing to me is, over all these years, I've heard the city council, the past mayors, I've heard, you know, how can we get people to stop here on the way to Orlando? Well, oh my God, I have people stop here all the time. I have a family come from Virginia, and they used to stop here like a day before they go down to Orlando and spend a week. And they'd stop here and fish a day and go down there. They got to where they would turn around and go to Orlando first, okay, and then come here and stop and fish 2 or 3 days. They've actually fished 3 days in a row with me, because then they figured, hey, they can take these fish and put them in a cooler and take them home, you know, if they stop here on the way back. Well, the last couple of years that they've done this, they've actually stopped here and fished 3 days with me. So they cut their stay in Orlando short to go fishing here in Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah, there's untapped dollars. Jimmy, good job last night, by the way.
Which, by the way, when they do stop here, they're spending money in hotels, restaurants, shopping. You know what I mean?
Yep, absolutely. Thank you guys again.
Hey, thank you, Jimmy, and I appreciate you calling.
Thanks for calling.
Call anytime.
We'll do it.
Trina, if you can hold on, we talked about the El Cheapo a little bit earlier. I think this is Trina from the Offshore Club. So anyway, if you can hold on, we'll get you as soon as we come back.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. America's newest capsule for astronauts is on its way to the International Space Station on a high-stakes test flight by SpaceX. A Falcon rocket blasted off with a Crew Dragon capsule early today from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida. The only passenger is a life-size test dummy, though, named Ripley from the Alien space movie. SpaceX chief executive Elon Musk says the launch was what he called super stressful to watch, but he's hopeful the capsule will be ready to carry people later this year. The governors are beginning to follow the lead of the senators into the increasingly crowded Democratic presidential tangle. Washington State's Jay Inslee has joined the diverse women-dominated group of senators to start a new phase in the primary contest. Former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper and others could soon follow as well. More details at srnnews.com.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-B-I-B-L-E. 877-64-BIBLE.
WBOB is talk radio. There are a variety of ways to listen to WBOB. Streaming on the internet, on our mobile app, on 101.1 FM, and even on the AM dial. WBOB AM 600 is proud to broadcast all over the southeastern coast, from Georgia to Jacksonville to Orlando. No matter how or where you listen, WBOB is solid, reasoned talk radio.
My name is Miranda, and I am in the Life Builders program at City Rescue Mission. I have struggled with depression, self-harm, and suicidal thoughts since I was very young. I got married and pregnant at a young age, and for a while, I was finding my worth in men. My mom and brother had been through the Life Builders program here at City Rescue Mission, so I came looking for help. I truly appreciate the counselors and also my ministry assignment. I've never had structure or routine in my life. My ministry assignment is my responsibility, and it is something I take pride in. I am also just one test away from completing my GED, which I don't think I could have done without the City Rescue Mission. I'm thankful for City Rescue Mission and the relationship I now have with Jesus.
I'm Penny Keevitt, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. Would you consider helping us make a difference as we provide hope, healing, and change to those who need it most? Visit us at crmjax.org. That's crmjax.org to learn more, or to make a donation to help transform the lives of the hungry, homeless, and addicted in Northeast Florida.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
Looks like a little bit of rain in the offing for today. 60% chance of showers and mostly cloudy skies. High 78. 30% chance of rain both tonight and Sunday night. Patchy fog, you know, 63. For Sunday, 20% chance of showers. Mostly cloudy. Highs of 80. 60% chance of showers. Mostly cloudy. And Monday, highs near 73.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning, and we get Trina on there. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Trina, good morning.
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Good. Good to hear you.
Good to hear you, too. Thank you. Good to be heard.
Always.
All right, March 9th.
How y'all doing this morning?
Be here before you know it.
I know. This time next week, we'll be fishing.
Exactly. Yep.
Definitely.
That's what I say. It just creeped up on everybody all of a sudden. So, anyway, now they can, people can sign up. I think did you already shut down, or are you going to shut down the online registration?
Online will be open all the way through Thursday.
Thursday. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, I was thinking it was going to close down a little earlier so y'all could get all that stuff and squared away. But Thursday. So they, excuse me, now is it going to be closed on Thursday? Or
the online?
Yeah.
It'll be
or
open until midnight Thursday.
I'm sorry?
It'll be open until midnight Thursday night.
Till midnight. Okay, there we go. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
All right, so
that
people
gives
can sign
all day
up
Friday to get that organized.
Right. And then they can also sign up all the way up to the captain's meeting, which what time is the captain's meeting going to start?
7:30.
All right. So
we'll be down there at the Mayport Boat Ramp. There at the clubhouse. We'll have new El Cheapo merchandise, which I haven't even seen yet. It's going to be a surprise.
Oh, wow.
And the food truck is called Steak on Wheels. They're going to bring some Cuban sandwiches and black beans and rice and plantains, kind of a neat flair there. That'll be Friday night at the captain's meeting.
Okay, and what time can people start? I know there's going to be a line of people trying to sign up at the captain's meeting. So what time what time can they start at the captain's meeting?
5:30.
Okay. So you want to be in line before then?
It could be 5. I'm working on two different things right now, so I'm getting them confused. But I just posted the whole schedule for the weekend on our Facebook page last night.
Oh, okay.
And it's also got a link to the directions to the clubhouse.
Uh-huh.
And all of the rules, all the everything is on elcheapojacks.com.
Okay. Okay. Elcheapojacks.com.
Yes, sir. I heard what you were talking about, that you were surprised somebody hasn't opened like a lodge on the water.
Yes.
For captains. I was just talking to my brother yesterday about trying to find, you know, how cool it would be to find a place on the water that, you know, had docks and everything, fishing out front and a couple hundred acres out back to go hunt and do that kind of thing. Just yesterday.
Oh, wow. And, you know, yeah. I mean, they have that lodge down there in Willaca. Really nice mm-hmm. lodge down there. I've never been to it, but I've had people tell me they've stayed there and all. I mean, really nice, you know, and they got some freshwater fishing guides that take people out and stuff. You know, I mean, and what you're talking about is sort of like Benville Plantation. I don't know if you've ever been there or not, but.
Or Cabin Bluff.
Yeah, you can stay at
Benville. Which is closed.
Is it really?
When did they close it?
There's one around.
Cabin Bluff is closed
somewhere
for a while.
Not too far.
It's crazy.
From here.
Yeah. Now, Benville is really nice. I mean, the way they've got all those ponds in Benville, you can go to one pond and catch catfish, go to another pond, if you want to catch like trophy bass. Or you can go to another pond if you want to catch like 3 to 5 pound bass, or go to another pond if you want speckled perch. I mean, it's just amazing how they got. And then, of course, they got some of the best hog hunting there and all that, you know, you can hunt there too. And their lodge that's there, I've been over there, eat breakfast, went fishing over there, did a couple of TV shows over there. And it's just the lodge is beautiful. Good food.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just great.
Fishing's all
it's
catch
like
and release out there, isn't it?
Huh?
Isn't it all catch and release for the fishing?
I think they have some areas where you can't keep them. You know, some of the stock ponds where you can't keep them. But all we did, we were just filming, you know, TV shows. I've been over here twice doing that. And, you know, we did bass one time, and then we did speckled perch one time over there.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, I didn't do any of the hunting over there. But, you know, because we were just doing the fishing. But let me tell you, that's a fabulous place.
Yeah, I got an old video of you and Jim Hammond blistering the bass out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, but anyway, you know, it's amazing that they haven't gotten something like that here, you know, that nobody has thought of. Because let me tell you, I mean, as far as people traveling here, we have people that come. I mean, you know, Captain Kirk, Kevin Favor, I mean, Larry Minyard, Chip Wingo. We have, you know, Leon Dana. Mike Darvitt, we all have people who come from out of town and stay in hotels here. And it's just amazing that, you know, the city of Jacksonville goes, how do we get people to stop here? Duh. We can't think of any way.
Well, and it would bring more people to have a facility like that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Absolutely.
I mean, it would give you guys more business. It would be – that's my next project, Captain Vic, because I don't have enough right now.
Yeah, they need to give you something more to do with the club, huh?
Yeah, you know. Yeah. But I heard that my salary was getting doubled.
That would be good, huh?
Yeah.
Doubled to nothing is still equals nothing, though, I'm afraid.
Yeah, I know. The math doesn't work real well there.
Yeah, really. All right, so now the entry fee is $120 per entry, not per boat, but per entry. That does, on this flyer, it does say per boat. But, you had explained that before.
Yeah.
But anyway, cash and prizes awarded through 15th place, junior angler division, ladies division, kayak division, 5 mystery weight prizes, special bonus prizes. And, of course, we always talk about the first and second prize. First prize is a 2019 18-foot Carolina Skiff center console with Suzuki 4-stroke on a Magic Tilt trailer.
Don't you just want to go, after you say that? Doesn't that just make you feel like that?
I know. And the thing about it is, with something like that, I mean, I see all these people hanging on that boat whenever, it's usually there at the captain's meeting. And I'm like, isn't that bad luck? Shouldn't you even not look at it?
Dude, I had a guy get on my boat yesterday.
Yeah.
I had to frisk him down because I found a banana in his bag.
Who's that, Chip?
No, it's Leon. No,
Leon.
Hey, I had a client yesterday, man. Get on the boat, man. So what you got in the bag? Oh, I got this. I got some jerky. I got some cookies. I said, what's that other thing down in there? He goes, that's a banana. I said, get that damn thing off my boat now.
Yep.
Are you serious? So get that damn thing off my boat. I'll throw it out of the boat.
It's so funny.
Captain Bouncer doesn't even like you to wear Fruit of Loom underwear.
I wouldn't leave the damn boat ramp until he got it out of the boat.
Let me tell you, I had this family. It was a man, woman, and their son and daughter on board the boat, and we're out there catching redfish, they break open their pack of snacks and stuff, and we're catching quite a few redfish. I mean, it was great. They got their limit and all, and I see the banana in there, so I asked the lady, I said, why don't you hold that banana up, and that's it, one of the posts.
Oh,
Leon,
did you call me?
No, one of the posts Leon, whenever I put that on Facebook, showed her holding a banana up there in the creek.
I fire off immediately. Oh,
Leon
hell
goes,
no.
Yeah, he goes, oh, hell no.
I mean, that is just a stone cold kiss of death, buddy. As soon as we got rid of that damn banana, bam, banded tagged redfish. I'm like, that's what I said.
There you go.
My daughter used to have an affinity for eating a banana or a banana nut muffin.
No.
On the way to a kingfish tournament. I'm like, dude, it's on the boat. It's in your body.
That's right. It's a 24-hour rule. Yep. You cannot consume a banana for 24 hours before getting in the boat. You cannot.
Dude, I think she did it on purpose. I think it was just torture. Like, look what I'm eating. Hey, I got a banana nut muffin.
No, you're not getting in the boat.
It's so funny. I think I'm going to take, because I have a lot of people bring bananas. So I think I'm going to start taking pictures of bananas and the fish.
Dude, I got a big old banana, no banana sticker on the front of my 65 quart cooler.
Yeah.
And it's on my website. Through my website, there's a big no banana on board sticker.
People always ask me,
hilarious.
What can we not bring? I said,
no bananas.
No drugs.
No bananas.
But other than that, I mean, I don't care if they bring bananas.
No bananas. Hell no.
There was a guy on Facebook the other day throwing a pitch bait of a banana out and catching red snapper on it.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
But a hell no in my boat.
You see that? Catching red snapper on bananas?
No.
Oh, they were tearing them up.
I think you should work on expressing yourself, Leon, and, don't hold back.
This is the one part where
I draw the line right here.
Yeah, Leon's a little reserved this morning.
I
see that.
Thanks for finally waking him up.
I draw the line. No nanas on board.
Okay. Leon has joined the show.
I'm here now.
It's on now.
It'll be a cold day in hell before my boat leaves the dock.
Yeah, okay. They can still get on www.elcheapojacks.com and register until Thursday, midnight Thursday. And, of course, second place is a 14-foot Carolina Skiff. First place is 18-footer. And a lot of nice prizes, a lot of nice raffles. So anything you want to add to that?
I do. Weigh your fish. I don't care what that fish looks like. Well, as long as it looks like sheephead.
Yeah.
There are like 40 opportunities to get a prize in this tournament. A lot of mystery bonus prizes. So bring a fish to the scale. Weigh it. Let us take your picture.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm going to tell you.
Always go to the weigh-in.
And it may be a tough year for sheephead. So if you've got a sheephead, you need to weigh it in.
It'll be tough for all of us then.
Exactly.
So. Weigh that fish.
Thank you, sir.
All righty. Thank you for the call. And Ken,
Ross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Ross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Ross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
Lil Hooker Clothing and Accessories. Performance apparel for all ages, on and off the water. Lil Hooker's offers quality and comfortable apparel for men, women, and children. Make the most of every cast. Don't wear clothing that's in the past. Get your gear today. Contact Brian Dutcher at 904-408-1526. Here's that number again right there. It's 904-408-1526. And remember this, y'all. Lil Hooker don't play. We stay catching fish all day.
Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mendrin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits and black and mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fish Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning and got Ken on the line here. Morning, Ken.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all doing?
I thought that might have been you.
Pelican.
Yeah, that's me. Y'all got my... I'm like Leon. You start talking bananas, you start talking politics with me, and it pushes my hot button.
I go into Tourette's when we start talking about bananas on the damn boat.
If you didn't notice that already.
But, hey, that was Jim Hill that y'all had on earlier.
It was, yeah. They brought me a couple yard signs yesterday, Ken.
Yeah,
good. I tell you what, I was listening to the mayoral debate last night, and I was very impressed by Mr. Hill.
Good. Yeah, so was I. I think he crushed it.
Yeah, he did crush it. And that Broche lady, I see, she looked terrible, if you ask me. But, you know, everything he talked about was the way government's supposed to be run.
Exactly.
Not all this baloney where we're going to spend $900,000 on a jail that they want to move. That's crazy. Why would we spend $900,000 on a jail system? Because there's no handicap access, and the government actually was making them upgrade the jail downtown, so that there's handicap access, and then the mayor wants to move the daggum jail.
Yeah,
that don't make no sense.
And the Carlucci ramp still hasn't been repaired.
Right, right. Well, look at, you know, even the pier down at the beach.
Oh, the pier.
That's a nightmare, man.
It is.
What, what the heck is going on with that crap? It's the good old boy system in Jacksonville just keeps on marching along, and we've got to do something to stop it. It's like in my district over here, Dole Carter was the our city council representative. Well, he resigned. Somehow this David White guy, not David White, but Randy White guy, there was a special election, and he got elected in, and nobody on the west side knew about this special election for District 12. And, there's been suits filed against that, which it's still in Tallahassee being appealed, and up on another election. It's ridiculous the way these people, that they're politicians, they're not for the people at all. And we got to get them out of our government. And it's all over the United States. I mean, you see it. It's socialism. It's leading to communism. And it just burns my ass. I hate to say it, but it burns my ass.
Yeah, it's hard to understand how people can, start advocating a system that's causing the total crushing and demise of an entire country.
Right.
It's amazing. Right.
I mean, but people have to wake up, man.
Oh, yeah, they do. That's the biggest thing. That's the biggest thing. People need to. Yeah.
Look at what's going on in Venezuela, man. That's what they want.
Yeah, it's in the news every day, and they still want to push that system. Come on.
That's crazy. Don't make no sense. Okay, guys, I got everything off my chest. Talk to y'all have a crazy.
And people want to fish with bananas. Hell no. We need to stop this. This needs to stop right now. I need a movement.
Yep.
That's right.
You see what happened to the Banana Republic? They fell apart.
You been fishing lately down there, Ken?
That's right.
You been fishing lately over there?
Yeah, Ken, I was waiting on some big mangrove snapper pictures, but we've been talking about them. Mangroves never did show up last year.
Yeah.
Well, there was just way too much fresh water, man.
I think so, too. Yeah, because we talked to somebody the other night at the seminar in Orange Park Wednesday night, and they said that they had been catching some down there at St. Augustine. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
But not here.
Yeah.
I mean, I have not seen anybody, I've not talked to anybody, or I have not seen even a small mangrove this past, season four.
No, we didn't catch any last year, and I knew we wouldn't because of all the rain, but the year before now, JJ had caught one that was like 19 inches long, and it was the biggest one I've ever caught out of the river downtown, but it was a really nice one. And now they've got my daggum fishing spot messed up. They're working on the Fullborn Bridge, so now I got to try to find me a new spot to take my grandson. But I'll find one somewhere down there to, take him out and get him on something.
You mentioned that several years ago, Captain Fred Morrow, which, of course, he's no longer with us, unfortunately, right. But Captain Fred was out there sheephead fishing, and I come out there one day to the jetties, and I forget what even time of the year it was. But anyway, I'm going out there sheephead fishing, and I had two guys with me. And as I'm easing by Fred, I give him the thumbs up or thumbs down, to see which one he was catching. And he waved for me to come over to there.
Oh, boy, and, they do that, something's up.
Yeah, so normally, the mangroves that we catch here, up and down around the river and in the docks and stuff, and every once in a while at the jetties, they'd be anywhere from undersized up to, 12, 15 inches sometimes. Real nice ones would be like 15 inches.
Right.
So I pull over there, and Fred holds one up that's about 2 pounds, 2.5 pounds. And I was like, wow, where'd you find that?
Yeah.
He goes, get right here. Mm-hmm. And, he's pointing right in front of his boat. And we pulled up there, and he had his limit. And we're with fiddlers now, and we pulled up there and started catching them, and we had our limit, and they were all like 2.5 pounds. I mean, they were like 20, 21 inches.
Really? Yeah.
Biggest mangrove I've ever seen inshore. Biggest.
Right.
Next day we go out there, they were in this one section of rocks that was about 100 feet long or so. And I went back out there the next day. Of course, I was up in the creeks in the morning for redfish. I come out there I look at Fred. I said, are they still here? He goes, yeah. So I pull up there, you know, start catching them too. And for about 2 weeks, now we didn't catch a, you know, our limit every day, but for about two right. weeks, we were catching these big mangrove snappers that you would probably catch offshore.
Yeah.
It was just crazy. I mean, I just could not believe it, and have never caught them since.
Yeah.
For whatever reason that year, they were there.
Yeah, and everywhere else they're like, 9 7/8 inches.
Yeah. And it's sort of like that little hole in the end of the rocks, in the end of the South Rocks, you know, before you get down to the green buoy at right. the end. There's right. that there's that little deep hole that's inside the rocks up there that drops down to like 58 foot deep.
Yep.
We would pull up there. Yeah, we'd pull up there every April and catch 3 pound sea bass. I mean, they were greenhead sea bass every April for about 2 weeks. Don't know why they'd come in there. Last year, I didn't get to do it because there's boats all around it. But I'm sure hoping this year they're going to be in there again. But those big old greenhead sea bass like you catch offshore, get in there for right. about 2 weeks for some reason.
Yummy.
I've caught those greenhead sea bass in out there by White Shell before. There's a little hole out there, and I, you know, they're, you know, 2 pounders, you know.
Yeah.
Nice ones, man. But anyway, guys, we got to get people involved. The fishing community needs to back Mr. Hill, and let's see if we can't get us a mayor in there that's going to do something for the city and the people of Jacksonville.
Amen. We really do need that, Ken, because, I mean, this stuff of business as usual, year after year right. after year. I mean, I've been here over 30 years, and nothing's changing because we don't have the right people in there.
Well, hey, when you've got
oh boy,
somebody like Tommy Hosuri back in Lenny Curry, you know something's wrong right there.
Amen.
Well, I want to talk to Jimmy some more, too, because I know that election's coming up really fast.
Really fast next year. Well,
19th.
Yeah. 19th of this month.
On the 19th.
When
Tuesday
you, when
the
you say
19th.
That, it's this month now. It's not next month anymore. It's this month now.
Right. It's this month now. Just like Sheephead Tournament, it just jumped
here.
On top of us.
Yeah, oh, early, yeah. Early vote opens up this coming week.
Yeah, I'll be early vote.
Well, that's good to
okay,
hear from
guys,
you again, Ken. I sure appreciate
y'all
you calling.
Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you later.
Good, right, good hearing from you, brother. Thanks for calling.
Good fishing,
in.
No bananas.
Thanks, okay, Leon.
Thanks, Ken.
Bye-bye.
Just say no.
Yeah, I wonder. I think I'm going to start taking pictures. I'm going to ask people if they got bananas to take pictures of them.
Dude, I go into a Tourette's fit down here, man. Yeah. It's not no.
Why am I hearing Harry Belafonte singing about 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch about the bananas?
Nope. I appreciate y'all coming in again this morning, man. It's
always great to have you.
That's fun. Good show.
Always enjoy it.
I like that. Can't tell where that's at. He's on the wrong side driving.
Oh yeah. Is that distracted driving there?
Steering wheel's on the wrong side of the car. Showing a little picture here with a guy with a alligator.
That's a crocodile, actually.
It is a crocodile.
That's a crocodile. Yeah,
crocodile strapped in the front seat with him.
With sunglasses on.
With a seatbelt. Anyway, sure appreciate everybody calling in this morning. It was great to hear from you. And you know.
Thanks, everybody, and go fishing.
Yep, get out there and get him. You cannot catch him on the couch.
Dadgummit, it's 8 o'clock already.
Yes, sir.
It is.
Yes, sir. It goes before you know it.
It sure does.
All righty. Thank you all.